This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 24th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv enjoys a clear sky, perfect for a day at the beach. In Jerusalem, the sun shines brightly with a gentle breeze. Over in Haifa, it's a pleasant day with mild temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran has reportedly threatened Israel, rejecting a U.S. ceasefire proposal. This comes as the U.S. strikes Iranian military targets for a 13th consecutive night. Iranian officials claim they have also attacked in Bahrain and Jordan. That's according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Zehava Shaul, who spent more than a decade fighting to recover her son Oron's remains from Gaza, has died. She passed away 18 months after a covert Israeli operation. Ynet reported this just under an hour ago. Also this hour, concerns are rising over potential Iranian threats to Kuwait, with fears of a wider Middle East conflict. John Keith King of Q Advisory warns that the situation could escalate quickly. This comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier. Separately, a shooting in the West Bank has left 4 Palestinians and 1 Israeli dead, with at least 6 others wounded. The incident began when Israeli hikers encountered a group of Palestinians near the village of Tel. This was reported by I-24 News 5 hours ago. And finally, the ongoing conflict involving Iran has led to a surprising shortage of aluminum cans in India. The price of Diet Cola has increased by over 10%. This is from Israel Hayom, reported 3 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Amit Segal, a well-known Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago about a massive escalation with Iran. He discusses Trump's options and the situation in Judea and Samaria in his latest newsletter. Open Source Intel, a conflict analyst, shared that 2 U.S. Air Force electronic warfare aircraft are en route from Britain to Crete. This indicates a buildup of forces in the Middle East. That was posted 17 minutes ago. Al Arabiya English reported 19 minutes ago that Bahrain's Defense Force intercepted an Iranian attack. This highlights the ongoing regional tensions. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with escalating tensions in the Middle East. Earlier today, the Times of Israel reported Iran's rejection of a U.S. ceasefire proposal. This followed U.S. strikes on Iranian targets for the 13th night. Iran's claims of retaliatory attacks in Bahrain and Jordan suggest a widening conflict. The implications for regional stability are significant as tensions could affect global oil markets. Turning to the passing of Zehava Shaul, Ynet shared that Shaul, who fought tirelessly for her son Oron's remains, passed away recently. Her decade-long struggle highlighted the human cost of the conflict with Hamas. Her death marks the end of a poignant chapter in Israel's ongoing security challenges. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlighted concerns over Iran's potential threats to Kuwait. John Keith King from Q Advisory expressed concerns about a broader Middle East war due to miscalculations. This warning comes amid heightened tensions, raising fears of a conflict that could spread quickly. Separately, the West Bank saw a deadly shooting earlier today, as reported by I-24 News. The incident involved Israeli hikers and Palestinians, resulting in multiple casualties. This violence underscores the fragile security situation in the area. The impact on local communities is profound, as tensions continue to simmer. And finally, as Israel Hayom reported, the conflict with Iran is affecting global markets. A surprising shortage of aluminum cans in India has driven up prices of popular goods like Diet Cola. The economic ripple effects of the conflict are beginning to be felt far beyond the region. On the economic front, first, crime organizations are reportedly targeting government tenders in Israel. Walla Business shared that an emergency conference revealed attempts by criminals to gain control over contracts worth 300 billion shekels. Separately, CTEC reports that one-third of Google's inaugural AI cybersecurity cohort consists of Israeli companies. These firms are developing cutting-edge technologies to enhance cybersecurity in the AI sector. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Israeli software company Monday.com plans to lay off 20% of its workforce. This comes as part of an AI-focused restructuring following a significant drop in share prices. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.